Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for April 29th, 2020. This is our super quick overview or rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. When buying a new Chromebook, one thing we should all now be trained to look out for is its expiration date, or the date after which you'll no longer receive security updates. It seems Google has found a clever potential solution to make the end of OS updates less of a death sentence for your Chromebook by separating browser updates from Chrome OS updates. Google has been working for a few months on a new project in Chrome codenamed LaCrosse, which we discovered this week through a new Chrome flag. Without going too much into detail, this means once your Chromebook has hit its actual expiration date, you'll still be able to update your browser and continue using the web with the latest security updates. This would eventually extend the security and usability of Chromebooks well beyond their normal expiration date. An alleged carrier leak suggests that the Pixel 4a is set to launch on May 22nd on Germany's Vodafone network. This leak comes out, of course, of Germany, where the source has seen documents and inventory lists that have the Pixel 4a going on sale in the last week of May. However, with I/O effectively cancelled this year, it's not entirely clear how Google is planning on unveiling the mid-range handset. It's highly likely, though, that it will be over the same week as I/O 2020 was originally planned on based upon this information. In March 2018, Google rebranded Android Wear to Wear OS, with the next biggest change since then being the planned acquisition of Fitbit. Curiously, the company has now quietly renamed its wearable platform to Wear OS by Google Smartwatch. Officially, the platform has always had the By Google tag appended to its name, with that reflected in software and on packaging. It's now, though, fully Wear OS by Google Smartwatch, with the change first observed yesterday evening on the Play Store listing of the Android Companion app needed to set up devices. The coronavirus outbreak in the United States has forced many businesses to give up their offices and allow workers to keep things going from home. As coronavirus restrictions begin to be lifted, Google CEO Sundar Pichai is telling employees that they won't return to the office until at least June. In an email viewed by CNBC, Pichai explained that Google plans on having a staggered or incremental return to offices in wake of the coronavirus. This has been done in part to ease anxiety for Google employees regarding leaving their homes. The return to offices will also see specific instructions that vary from location to location. Pichai has no specific date in mind for when Googlers will return to offices, though, but he says that everyone who is in a recommended or mandatory work from home status should assume that that will continue till at least June 1st, 2020. And finally, after the snap release of the second generation Pixel Buds, the wireless headphones are now beginning to ship orders across the US. Pixel Buds buyers that selected expedited shipping yesterday were quoted delivery dates of April 30th to May 1st. For some, this has moved up as early as tomorrow, with the most up-to-date shipping estimates appearing on today's emails that were sent out along with purchases. Considering the launch speed, this is a relatively fast turnaround compared to recent Google product launches. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates on Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.